Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Will's driving. Laura's in the passenger seat. But wait, who else is here? Marky Dog, the sluppiest dog in town. Hello, Will Duggan.
Hello, Laura Lex. Before we go any further, please tell the listener the kind of mood that Marky the dog is in.
Marky the dog is sulking like the sulkiest sulk bitch on planet Earth. She's very angry for two reasons. One, I took her to a gig with me on Thursday, which required her going in the car and not being at home.
And also, it's Monday now.
Yeah, that was days ago. But on the Sunday, yesterday, I did deign to take her for a walk in slight drizzle, which then resulted in a 6-hour refusing to leave her bed sulk. I've now got her up this morning, 2 hours before her new usual rise time, given her breakfast and put her straight in the car, and she is furious. Describe her behaviour, Will.
She got in the car. Now, normally, Mackie is quite excited to see me. She's just like, all right, you're here. And then she often likes to have a sniff around the gear stick and all the little accoutrements of the car. She literally burrowed her head into the, like, crevice between Laura's side and arm. She's refusing to look at us. She's being an absolute piece.
She is. But why is she here? She's a dog. She can't contribute to the podcast. I'll tell you why. It's because we're going on a walk. Uh-oh, Will. What was the last walk we did?
Box Hill.
Box fucking Hill. This time, though, we are not going to Box Hill. We are going to the Forest of Dean Sculpture Trail. So we're taking Mackie because it's through a forest and we think she'll have a good time. And then after that, we're popping in to see Nick Page, whose choice this is. And one of his dogs is Mackie's best friend. So that's why she's here. So we are driving to the Forest of Dean, which is a nice, exciting area that I don't know particularly well. And we're going to do a trek around a forest and look at some sculptures. And then next week, you will hear our chat with Nick Page, who you might know from Britain's Got Talent, or you might have seen him on the circuit. Funny, funny, funny man, and one of my best friends in the entire world.
Yeah, and also someone that I like a lot, and I'm really looking forward to hanging out with him because I don't know Nick that well, really, but every time that I see him, we have a lovely time. Like, he's someone that I would like to know more, and I'm going to his house.
We've got about an hour and a half more in the car, just time to brew up another wee, and then the delights of the forest. It might sound so tranquil compared to this recording in the car.
I do like the ones when we go somewhere quite quiet. Like, I like most places we've been. But, like, when we went to, where did Michael Chakravarty send us? I've forgotten what it's called.
Welford Park.
Welford Park. Listening back to that, and we were walking through the trail there, it's like, this is just lovely. So I'm hoping it's one of those. Also, you and I are very busy at the minute. So a nice calming day, having a nice walk, I think it's just what the doctor ordered.
Exactly. So we'll let you listen to a jingle. We'll go about the rest of this drive. And then the next time you hear us, there might be a lark, or a sparrow, or a buzzard.
Or a moody dog.
You gonna say anything, Mickle Mackle Mouse? Oh, she did lick the microphone. I wonder if that made a noise.
Horrible. Horrible. She licks her own bum.
So do you. Well, we've arrived at the forest. We have schnarfed down a sausage roll each. Will's still schnarfing his. How is it?
It's really good. But the meat one was bigger than the vegan one. You got a vegan one? So I'm still finishing my extra.
Yeah, there's something wrong if meat is cheaper than just pepper and onion flavouring. But yeah, mine was more expensive and smaller.
I've still coffee down my jumper.
Yeah, you have. So we found the sign. It was fairly easy. And a lot of the TripAdvisor reviews, I read that it was impossible to find the start. It's fairly obvious. It's opposite the cafe. It seems fine.
We followed a big sign that said Sculpture Trail and an arrow for about 10 metres and it was there. So
yeah, it's not that hard. And then there's a big thing on the wall. There's like three routes you can take basically through the trail. There's the full trail is just under 5 miles. And then they offer two shortcuts as well. Shortcut A and shortcut B. We're going to go for shortcut B, which makes it a 3 mile walk for us. But biggest surprise so far, there's just a little thing. It says the forest is home to a number of feral wild boar. For your safety, please do not feed or... I had no idea there were wild boar in this country.
I think that their meat...
Sorry, just put the microphone in your mouth.
I think their meat is delicious, but I don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to keep Mackie on the lead because I think she would be a tasty snack for a wild boar.
What's that tweet from that mad American guy who was
40 to 50 feral hogs.
40 to 50 feral hogs. We're living in that.
Did you ever look into that, though? And apparently, like, feral hog packs are a real, genuine eco-disaster happening across parts of the state. And that, like, as much as the piss was taken out of him there, like, it is one of the few reasons to need an assault rifle.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I hope the man never gets attacked by 40 to 50 feral hogs. I genuinely think if he needs a gun to look after his farmland, that's one thing. But also the phrase 40 to 50 feral hogs is hilarious. And no amount of logic will make me think otherwise.
Another snag we've had is that I packed lots of dog poo bags for the walk, put them in my coat pocket, and then promptly brought a different coat with me.
However, I keep some bin bags in my car.
So she's got to do a lot of pooping to fill this.
I have never been to the Forest of Dean before. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what they've got. But I'm looking forward to it.
I don't think I've been to the Forest of Dean before. I know it can be a bit of a punchline. People from the Forest of Dean, it's got that sort of like West Country, all incest punchline. It made me, on the way here, we were discussing, you said something about the Forest of Dean, and then it made me say, beware, beware, the Forest of Sin. None come out, but many go in from the Mimpins. And then we had a nice little reminisce about the Mimpins.
Yep. Very little to add, because I don't really remember the Mimpins.
But I did, the Gruncher, and Don Minnie. Little Billy, what are you up to in there? I had the cassette version with the story on it.
I had that exact same version, but I think it might have scared me.
It was quite a scary one. It wasn't soft and fluffy, the Mimpins.
I used to have this great story, like tape, and it was three stories all about the paranormal, and it was read by Kevin Whateley, Inspector Lewis. And two of them were great, but one of them used to terrify me. But it was the middle one, so I listened to the first one, and then fast forward to the second one, and listened to the third one.
Oh, the first sculpture, I assume. So we've just come round the corner. So far, we're just going up a path through some sort of woods. And then we've come round a little bend, and there's a bench up ahead with like a wicker shelter with a badger's head woven into it.
It looks really nice. So is that the kind of sculpture we're looking at then? Like, it's that kind of sculpture as opposed to, you know, Michelangelo's David?
I really don't know. I'd imagine they're sort of vaguely in keeping with the forest. But I don't know.
The Green Man. What are you picking up?
Some dog poo, yeah.
Is that a dead hedgehog?
No, that is a, like, conker that's broken open. Our chestnut thing.
Mackie's done a poo-poo. Mackie's mood seems to have... Yeah, we brought her to a forest. Of course she's happy.
she's
a dog.
So yeah, we're gonna... Well, that's kind of what I assumed the sculptures would be. Trees and twisted bits of metal making dragonflies and stuff.
I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, is it one of those days out for you where you've gone, I know we're doing this today, I have not thought beyond the logistics of getting here?
Let me be honest with you, Laura. As you may recall, when I got to your house this morning, I said, are we going mushroom foraging?
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that, actually. No, we are not. Although I have already seen some mushrooms, so we could. Maybe this isn't a sculpture. It doesn't have a number on it.
Let's take a photo of it regardless.
Right? Yeah, shall I go and sit in it?
Yeah, sit the dog.
Mackie, we're going to come and sit in here, baby. What are those up in the tree?
They are red trowels with sort of affixed metal legs. So they're like insects, maybe. There's three trees that I can see that have got them. Four or five on each. So they're like little insects on the tree trunks. Very interesting.
Do you think they're for children to look out for to keep them interested in the walk?
Maybe. But also probably for like mid-30s girls who are a bit tired, for them to keep interested as well.
Thank you for saying mid. Well, there's some twigs leaning up against the tree there. Is that a thing?
God, I hope not.
That better not be one of the sculptures, because we've driven really quite a long way.
Oh, look.
Oh, so just to our right is a tree trunk, and it's got some hands coming round it, like somebody's behind the tree scaling up. Look like they're sort of made of moss and lichen and stuff.
Really quite terrifying when you go behind the tree to see if there's the rest of the figure. There's not.
There's not.
It's just two hands.
Oh, there's more over there. Just beyond the sort of wigwam of logs, there's some more hands.
So maybe, actually, and we'll ask Nick about this when we go and see him. And because thus far we've seen the red sort of insecty trowels, the badger hut, and these hands. Maybe the sculptures are not necessarily signposted. This is blank by blank. But if it maintains this sort of low-key, oh, here's just something to look at, I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah. It's a lovely day to come, too, with all the sort of dapply. We're here in the autumn. Dapply light coming through and, like, not blazing hot, but it's got real Mimpin's vibes.
Now, I'm not going to blame Box Hill for the weather, because you went there in January.
It wasn't technically raining when we were at Box Hill, though, was it?
It was absolutely pissing it down.
No, it wasn't. It was just muddy.
And it had been previously because the river had burst its banks. We couldn't see the stepping stones.
Yeah.
This is what I was expecting.
So we're just following the purple sculpture trail signs. Mackie's already had enough of the walk and is walking at about 2 miles an hour.
I like you, Mackie, but step it up. Charlotte and get a couple of like jackets.
Nice.
I'll tell you who I think this is really well on stage. Sean McLaughlin. But it's just black suit and white shirt, but it's quite nice. What's this?
I think this is another of the sculptures. It looks like an oil drum sort of thing around the trunk of a tree. It says the trees are talking. Deep in the woods, the trees are talking. They feed one another according to need. Nutrients pass from sibling to sapling, a deep connection from elder to seed.
Have I ever told you about the poem that I wrote when I was like 12? It's like, there was something wrong with me. So I'm going to garble it. But did you do like Voices of Somerset? So everyone in your year like wrote a little poem, but all the poems got put in a book.
I don't remember that, so no. I think they'd have been worried about what we'd have had to say.
My poem was called The Tulip, and it went something like this. A tulip standing straight and tall, towering over creatures so very, very small, sheltering from the howling wind and rain and deathly pain of earth. And then it was something like, but in the winter, he is gone forever.
Wow.
But in his place, a sapling. Oh, in the winter, he is there no longer. But in his place, a sapling much stronger. The fuck is wrong with me?
Were you like a eugenicist or something? Like, let's get rid of all these weak, fluffy plants. Get some strong trees in. That's what'll make Kettering great again.
I don't know. I think I was depressed.
I mean, it scans. It's making me think that maybe the badger thing was a sculpture, that the oil drum was just sort of sitting there as well.
Yep. I think even if it isn't one of the sculptures, because when you come into the trail, they're numbered, like, as I say, we're doing one of the shortcuts, there's like 20 different sculptures. If it's not one of those 20, it's still nice.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Where you're like, was it valuable or not? I can't decide if I liked it until I know if it was one of the official sculptures.
I need somebody to tell me this is worth something before I have an opinion on it.
What if I make a fool of myself by liking something that isn't popular?
I can't remember who it is, but someone, a comedian. Oh, Sean McLaughlin.
You love Sean McLaughlin.
I spent a bit of time with him recently. He said, we were talking about something quite important, like whether it be the, I don't know, the mini budget that Kwasi Kwarteng did, or something like political or socioeconomic. And he said, the thing about it, Will, is I think my opinion is whatever the last person I spoke to told me their opinion was, like, yeah, I agree with that completely. And then someone says something different, he goes, yeah, that's the one, that's the true, actually, yeah. Like, that's the way I feel about most things. Like, I'm not sure what I think about most things.
There's too much you have to know before you can know that you're right. There isn't time to know all the stuff you need to know to have an opinion.
It's me.
Ah, so there's this thing called the Superworm Trail on the track, which is looks Julia Donaldson-y. Must be one of those characters, Gruffalo universe. And there's a little worm on a signpost who has wrapped himself like a hat on top of a tiny mole. And we all know who's a mole. It's Double Dugs.
Yes, it is.
Well, this is cool. There's a signpost here about managing forests. So there's just a bit of information on, they sort of plan what they're doing, at planting trees where they need to, protecting ones that are being damaged by squirrels or nature or whatever, maybe having to fell some trees like periodically, and then taking them to the mill, and what to do and how that's cyclical. And there's a good photo of like the river going through, and there's like, here's some habitat that's left open, these are mature trees, this is where some trees have been felled and replanted, so you can see the forest in lots of life cycles.
It's also quite nice to see the forest, not that everything needs to have a purpose, but you know, people need wood, so the fact that the forest is a this beautiful place in the countryside and it's got these sculptures, it's also part of the economy, is great as well. Also, and I know we've not done this very long, I get people get at me, you're one of them, for like the fact that I don't like walks, but I don't like aimless walks. I'm a huge fan of this. So it's like you're walking around the beautiful forest but with a purpose, the sculptures. Yeah. I love that.
Well, that's the thing, because yeah, it'd be really nice to just have miles and miles of forest left intact, but we know economically that's not going to get left alone unless you make it purposeful for humans. So something like this is a good compromise, where like it looks like there are wild boar and squirrels and birds and all sorts.
Acorns.
Yes, there are also wild acorns.
And it's mad that every one of these acorns potentially was an oak tree.
Yeah, but you could say that every time you have a wank.
And I do. Wow, a tree's fallen down.
Yeah, that's cool. All the root systems like wrenched up with it, you know? That's what I imagine when giants need cabers for their fun games.
Is that a sculpture?
It looks like it could be a sculpture, but it's not on the path. So how do you know how to get there? Maybe it's just a rock in the distance.
Solid as a rock in the distance.
The world is blue and green.
And yellow.
I thought you were going to carry on the little song.
I don't know that song.
Caterpillar we were doing. No, but you could have taken the last words of my song and done a new one.
I'm green, dabba dee dabba dee dabba dee.
I'm the Scat Man, ski ba 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 da bo.
Scat Man John, dead now, of course.
Well, that's not a song either. It's just a sad fact.
Too much of our podcast is us singing.
I don't think too much. Oh, the Heart of the Stone. I think that might have been what we...
Oh.
I've got a horrible feeling we're doing this backwards, Will. Will, we both got a packet of crisps each at the at the cafe when we got our sausage rolls, and Will, like an absolute creep, has gone for cheese and onion.
The nation's favourite, Laura. The nation's favourite.
He's talking about the crisps, not himself. Disgusting.
Not cheese and onion?
No, no. I mean, as a concept, cheese and onion, delicious. As a crisp flavour, the worst one.
Wow. Wow.
So, the heart of the stone is the next sculpture.
Or the first.
Sort. This one's a bit off the path, so you don't just wander past it. You have to come on a little path cul-de-sac. It's like, wow, it's a bit of shit, really, isn't it?
Ah, ma'am. What a racket.
It's like half a tyre made of stone, or like a snail's head. You know, like in Dr. Dolittle, the original one, there's that massive sea snail.
Yeah, it looks like a breaching whale from like a cartoon.
Yeah.
In between two bits of rock. That's good, is it?
And then there's just two upright bits of rock, and the breaching whale is sort of coming out of that. I don't get that one overly, but I do hate to be negative. But
I don't. Oi, I don't.
Shit, mate. Mackie's found a puddle to lap from.
Great, get her in my car, all muddy.
She sat on my lap, though. There is a lot of dog hair in your car now, though.
Fucking low. I noticed that. I didn't want to say anything. Thank you for bringing it up.
Do you want me to put her, like, just in a bin bag with her head poking out on the way home?
Yeah.
Could make her a little baggie to wear.
Yeah, I do want that, actually.
See, now that sign is going that way. I feel like we're going the wrong way. How have we done this? How are we going wrong already?
Can I be honest with you, Laura?
Yeah?
I don't care which way we go.
No,
am
I just...
staying in the woods with you and this miserable dog?
All I'm worried about, though, is that if we go too heartily the wrong way and we lose the...
element of surprise?
The shortcuts, we're going to be walking for about 4 hours.
I love spending time with you.
Could end up being a bumper episode.
Maybe we'll do this like for 2 months.
We never did meet Nick for that chat and for Katja.
We just live in the Forest of Dean now.
Will just did a little slivvy run down it. Still eating his crisps. Holding his umbrella like Mr. Banks. He's slipping. How close did you just come to falling?
I nearly fell on the hill, guys. But I kept my composure. I kept my balance. I am carrying my umbrella like the captain from Ghost. Munching me cheese and onion.
Oh, there's a squirrel up ahead. Maggie's off. No, she's realised she's never going to catch. That's what I like about my dog. You know the sort of dog that sees something and then pelts after it, and even though they'll never catch it, their instinct's kicked in and they're going to get it.
I also like as well, your dog had a poorly hit, hip, but it's all better now. But she's not like affects the limp still.
Yeah.
She kept affecting it while she was chasing. Oh, she's hunting.
Yeah. I think it's half habit, half she likes to seem pathetic, so she gets more stuff. But she does habitually pick up that leg. But apparently it's a terrier thing. Terriers will often do that. They call it terrier limp terriers. Because they're so light and small, they're quite happy to run about on three legs. It doesn't really fuss them.
Like a Robin Reliant?
Yeah. Mackie, are you a little Robin Reliant? Are you having a good time? She's fully licking the microphone.
I'm taking my crisps, or you and this dog defecate everywhere, lick my stuff.
Oh, a beetle! Look at this beetle, Will. There's a big black shiny beetle on the floor. This path is a bit muddier, Will. Aren't you glad you haven't got your boots on now?
Yeah, and I'd definitely fallen earlier.
Oh, where the fuck are we? I don't feel like we're still on the sculpture trail. So we've come up a hill, and now we've sort of hit a path, and there's a stile going one way that says... public footpath, Gloucester County Council, and then there's a very straight road in either direction, but there's no sculpture trail go this way.
There's also public footpath back our way and the Beaconhurst...
Beaconhurst Trail. Well, that's where we parked, was Beaconhurst.
Right. We're going to die in here.
Let's go right, because that's vaguely in the direction we came.
No, we came that way.
Oh... Well, we've lost the sculpture trail almost immediately. What did we see? Two, maybe three?
One, maybe two.
No, we saw the oil drum and the stone.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the badger thing, but we don't know whether to appreciate that or not.
Yep. We saw the trowels and the hands.
And now we're just in the forest. Hey. If, right, let's say we totally get lost in this forest tonight.
We're not going to have a kiss.
Not even on the bums.
Okay, apart from that.
Okay. Do you think, given everything we've got with us and just us right now, you could catch an animal to eat for dinner?
Yeah, that dog.
She would taste so disgusting. She's got the same diet as a seagull.
Oh, give me a garbage.
Give me a garbage.
No, I don't think I could.
No, me neither.
Were I to become stranded anywhere, I would sort of sit down, have a good old think, and then eventually just die.
Do you think you could start a fire?
I could start a fire. I'm very much the opposite of Billy Joel in that respect.
You're more of a Keith Flint.
Beautiful. Dead now, of course.
Very dead, yes. That's sad. You see, apparently he was a very nice man.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's a pretty walk, even if it is to our death.
This is not how I want to go out.
Isn't it? Like, what better options are there for you?
Blaze of glory.
No, for you, I said.
I don't know. Well, what? Give it 15 years, Becca will leave me. Max.
15 years? You max, think she's max. Sticking around for?
And then...
15 minutes? Then I what? Wouldn't have thought so.
15 years from
That's
now.
That's Becca's catchphrase. I wouldn't have thought so.
She says that a lot. Also, you're hurting me.
You can't put that on the podcast. It's going to make people think you hurt her.
Only because my girlfriend has very long and thick hair.
It's beautiful.
And it's everywhere. And you move on the sofa and you've suddenly pinched it by mistake. Yeah, so she'll leave me. 15 years. Probably about 50. And then I'll just sort of slide into irrelevance and get found by the council. How would you die?
Me? Probably... But I guess I'll die in servitude, serving the Lord that takes over Sussex when the food wars begin.
Well, that could be me.
Well, if you become a Lord and you don't make me some kind of fancy person in your court, I'm going to be livid.
No, I think, come the new age, I'll probably do quite well, because I'm nothing if not pliable. I'll rise to...
People do like you.
People do like me. And they hate you.
I am the UK's most hateable comedian.
Oh, there's an arrow. Could we be saved?
I knew we should go right. I'm so thirsty. Why didn't I bring my water?
Yeah, and we went to the cafe. Not only did Laura leave her water in the car, the nice, very pretty lady in the cafe offered her a drink and she said, nah.
Well, because that was the whole point of bringing my water bottle. Was
but
that
you left
I didn't...
it.
Yeah. Well, that says tree slalom. That's a cycling route that way.
I'm going to see if I've got any internet.
There's a gate up there. I reckon there'll be more signs up there, Will.
Right, I've got no signal.
Mackie, do you know where we are?
Stop putting that in her mouth. She's a dog. Their mouths are famously disgusting, all right? She doesn't even make a noise. She just puts her tongue that's got more feces particles on it than I want to think about all over it, and then you go to me, oh, Will, when I do the edit, you're so quiet, speak right into the microphone. We'll stop covering it in dog shit then, and I might. No.
Does that say sculpture trail only? That says sculpture trail only. We found it again. On there. It says no bikes, sculpture trail only. We did it, Will. We did it. That might be the only time in my life I've ever chosen the right way to go. What is it, little traily poops? Go on then. Go on.
What is it? What is it? The yit I'm referring to, Mackie, is your fucking problem.
She's tired.
She's done nothing. She woke up. I drove her to Gloucestershire.
Oh, what's this up ahead? The Iron Road. We found another sculpture. So, on the path, there's lots of... Well, it looks like railway. Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's those beams.
Sleepers.
Yeah, sleepers. All in a path ahead of us.
Now, Laura, here's the question.
What is it, Mackie? What is it? What is it? Go on. What is it? No, not...
That was just some grass. Can I do a little spoiler for the episode with Nick? So I see we're going to talk about the TripAdvisor with Nick. And you were doing that in the car on the way here. And
yeah.
One of the TripAdvisors you read was a guy being like, sculptures?
What's... Oh, look. Sorry. These sleepers have been carved into different things. Look, that one's a feather. This one's a book. This one's like
arrowhead.
An arrowhead, yeah. Is that just a twig?
Twig. A leaf.
An oak leaf by the looks of it.
Someone goes like, what sculptures? And they're so easy to find.
Yeah, that's a DNA helix. That looks like...
Twisted flax, like an Only Connect. A ribbon.
Yeah, like a banner. A squid.
It is a squid. Mackie, do you want a picture of you and a squid? Mackie.
Okay, I don't know what that one is.
The artist definitely got tired.
Yeah, these have fizzled slightly. Oh, that one's a cartwheel.
Oh, that's an absolute fuck nose.
Yeah, these have got shoddier as the Iron Road has gone on. Oh, that's a butterfly. That's recognisable.
What's that one, mate?
Maybe you're supposed to go the other way and they get clearer as you go further along.
Sure, maybe. And Laura, right? Laura got ready salted crisps. Now, I am famously a fan of ready salted, but the arrogance of the woman having a go at the nation's favourite, Will Duggan, choosing the nation's favourite cheese and onion, you've just gone for salt.
Salt is delicious.
Salt is delicious, actually.
I would normally go salt and vinegar, but I didn't fancy it because my tongue hurts a little bit.
Does it really?
I had some discos last week. They're too much. Ooh,
they're not too much, but they are a lot.
Oh, if you have a grab bag of discos, that is too much for the tongue.
Sure, if you eat more than a person's helping of a thing, it can be too much.
So I just said to Will, well, you can't hear much birdsong, can you? And he said...
Oh, I thought the opposite, actually. Because then...
There's little Twinkie Tweets, isn't it? Ooh, oh, a robin! And just as we started moving again there, a robin flew up off the path. Oh, look at that sitting in the sunlight like that.
Oh, man.
Will's trying to take a picture and the robin is not... Oh, it's a really tiny little one.
He's gone.
He's gone now. Flutity-tootity, off he goes.
Do you have, where you grew up, Laura, country parks... that are sort of like you walk around them, kind of like we're doing now, but it's 45 minutes, and there's a cafe and a little playground.
But like not attached to a manor house kind of thing?
No, so like, I'm thinking of like Barnwell Country Park, where I grew up. So if you go in, you know, you pay £1 for your parking, you walk the whole thing in a loop, it's an hour, 45 minutes, and you go home.
Sure, they must have existed. I don't recall going to them.
I used to love them. I used to absolutely love them. So I think
because I grew up really in the countryside. So you'd go up like the Quantocks, Tur Hill, and like all those walks were... Why would you pay to go? Yeah, like Stourhead Gardens wasn't a million miles. That's maybe an hour, hour and a half from us. So yeah, I suppose we'd go to that.
No, I don't mean that. That's not... So we've been there, of course, for the podcast.
Yeah.
Right, we turn back in.
Well, yeah. So we've been walking along a path and there's sort of been a big expanse of forest to our right. And now the sculpture trail is going back through a gate and back sort of right into the forest proper. This way. Good girl.
The country cove, Laura. Shut all the gates. Otherwise the feral hogs will get you.
Oh, she's a bit more perky now we're back in the forest. She likes the scuffling leaves.
She's so funny as a little thing, isn't she?
She is weird. Oh, there's a squirrel in the tree she's watching.
It is a very pleasant walk, isn't
this
it?
This is lovely.
I think we must point out that obviously, if this was January, I think it'd be less nice.
Yeah.
But the autumn sunlight, the leaves are still green.
But they're greeny orange, aren't they?
Hang on. I think there's a sculpture here.
Ooh. Can you have the microphone and find the sculpture? There's a sculpture coming out of my dog that I need to go and collect.
So Laura's got to pick up some shit. The sculpture is called In Situ. But I think it's sort of a natural sculpture because it's like... the landscape itself is the sculpture, which is quite... there's nothing here. And all the other ones... you know, the oil drum, the heart of stone, they were all very obvious. But yeah, there's nothing to see other than, to be fair, a very pretty bit of forest. Let's go and catch up with Laura and see how the fecal collection's going. Laura, how's the fecal collection going? Laura took a while to spot the dog poo, but now she's...
I hate about this bin bag is that it's see-through. We'll see all the smears.
The thing that Laura hates about the bin bag I've given her because she's not bought any doggy poo bags is that it's see-through, and somehow that's my fault.
Oh my god. Do you want to do a poo and I'll collect that so that you can stop this jealousy narky?
I had a big poo this morning.
Yeah, a satisfying one.
I think if I had to pick a fault with what we're doing now, Laura...
it would be that we're doing it together?
Nope, I love that.
That monkey's here?
Nope, that... it's not wild forest, it's clearly maintained. And the trail in it implies they want people to come and bring their dogs. There's not been any dog poo bins.
That's true. Well, there were on the way in and out, but you'd think there would have been more by the gates we've been through.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying you should have to ruin the countryside with some big red bins, but I think for something that is so clearly aimed towards coming for a nice walk with your dog, because fair play to them, how much was the parking, by the way?
£3 for 2 hours.
That's all right.
£5 for 4 hours, I think.
Yeah, they could just be a bit more... I love ferns.
Yeah.
Laura is currently trying to convince the dog to go in a stream. The dog's not having it.
She's thirsty, but she's very scared of going in water in case she gets wet. Oh, there you go, Matt. That looks like the hole. Go there. That's it. Go on.
The dog toys with the water. Laura throws it in a puddle. The dog loves it. The dog...
I didn't throw her in a puddle, by the way. I just showed her that if she stepped into the water, it wasn't going to hurt her. And then once she's in, she's happy.
And now the dog that will be returning to my car is both muddy and wet. Yes?
When you fell down the hill at Devil's Dyke, you were muddy and wet, and I still let you back in my car.
And I'll let the dog in, but the difference is, I fell. You threw her in the water.
She wanted to go in.
You'd think, wouldn't you, though, she, with legs, if she'd wanted to, would have.
No, she's super cautious.
Oh, fuck her then, she could be thirsty.
No, because I'm thirsty and I don't want her to be thirsty as well, because it's not nice being thirsty.
I'm not thirsty, I had a coffee.
We've just found the next bit of the sculpture part, which is called the Grove of Silence.
Yeah!
Shut up. She just started crinkling her crisps for no other reason than to destroy silence, which I think is borderline eco-terrorism. I just tripped, yes. Another sculpture has reared its little head.
It's a pine cone and like the top of an acorn bit, I think, made of stone in the forest. So what I'm really enjoying about this is that the sculptures are gentle. Mm. You could easily not really notice the sculptures, or they're just a nice little highlight, but they're so in keeping with everything you're looking at. Like the oil drum one is probably the one that stuck out the most, and I guess that was part of the point of nature and fossil fuels and stuff meeting.
Yes.
I can hear a stream down to our
right. There's also like a little pondy bit with a wastewater pipe. It's a big pipe pouring out water. That's me whistling the Jurassic Park theme tune as Laura and the dog go to get wetter. I'm enjoying this walk immensely. It's really nice. Also, was watching Mackie and Laura is really nice. They really like each other, and that's very friendly. Something that we didn't do was buy the guide to all the sculptures.
That's true. Was there a guide?
Yeah, and it was only a quid.
Oh, why didn't you get that? I didn't even see that. That would have been really helpful for knowing. Because art either needs to be pretty or you need to get it. And for that, you need something explaining. What are you pointing at?
I was being He-Man.
Why? Why?
Why not?
Sure. It scans. Oh, some kind of light aircraft going overhead. Can you hear that?
Yeah, maybe it's a Sopwith Camel.
What's a Sopwith Camel?
I think it's an Allied plane from World War I.
I didn't see any of those when we went to the IWM.
No, we didn't. Or did we?
Ooh, probably did, to be fair, didn't we?
It's the kind of thing that both they would have had and we would have seen.
An old attention span Lex and not listening Duggan would have just waltzed straight past it. Oh, there it is. It's just gone through a gap in the trees above us.
Yes, it's a Sopwith Camel.
Is that another one, or is that an echo of that one we can hear behind it?
I couldn't even begin to make an intelligent guess. Another one. Another one, DJ Khaled. I do like these ambient noises, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, just the sounds of the forest.
Yeah. Hey, I followed your advice the other day and wrote brown noise.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good. It was a bit like being in the car.
Yeah. I've started listening to light rain noises to fall asleep, and I have not slept better ever in my life. Mackie's made a friend.
Yeah, Mackie's found a small boy. Yeah, is that good? She's a bit shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Jacob.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Laura.
No, I'm Jacob.
Oh, you're Jacob. That's a brilliant name.
My baby's name's Laura. What do you say? Hello, Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Jacob.
Hello, my name's William.
That's William.
And that's Mackie.
Oh, that's a nice name, isn't it?
Mackie's my best friend.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Oh, I think she thinks the same about you as well. Have a nice walk. that was a little bit heartbreaking, was it? Oh, there's another sculpture just to our left. This reminds me of that bit in Frozen, you know, all the little rock gnomes that...
The trolls,
that's it. Oh. That's what this reminds me of, you know, when they're all rolling into different shapes and sculptures. Is that good, Mac-Mac?
Bye!
See you later, Jacob! See, that is one of the difficulties of having struggled to start a family yourself. It's on the one hand, I love that. On the other hand, it breaks my heart that I want one of those myself and I don't know how to react in the moment.
I think you dealt with it very well.
I might cry in a second.
Okay.
We'll turn off the recording. Oh, there's another sculpture here in the trees.
Is there?
Yeah, look there.
Oh my
see?
God. That reminds like me of the like Acme a water tower from Animania.
Yeah, I was thinking it looks like a big water tower. Which makes me think of Australia, that film with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman. I think they hide in a water tower.
Terrible film, though.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Shooting Fish in the end after we talked about it?
I have no recollection of talking about Shooting Fish.
We were talking about space. Do you remember the band? And I said Shooting Fish. It was on the soundtrack to that.
Yes, you're right. I didn't watch it, but only because I forgot to. So... Shortcut B that we're doing,
are we though?
Perhaps is 12 of the 25 statues, and I can totally see that. It's a lovely walk. I'm having a really nice time.
I haven't even been counting how many statues we've seen.
No, neither have I.
Because that was when we knew how to turn right. Was it would be statue number 8 or whatever, wasn't it?
No, but if you remember, shortcut A was signposted.
That's true.
And how long have we been walking for?
An hour and a half.
Just under, yeah.
So we should be coming up to it soon, I'd have thought.
Yeah. But we're not going at, like, mega speed, are we? Because...
No.
That's fine by me.
It's all I can do. It's, I tell you what, obviously this isn't super accessible unless you've got... a good mobility scooter or you're good on like your legs. It is uneven and it's semi-pathed, but it's not tarmacked. It is a country path, you know. But
a good quality dirt track.
Yeah, it's not super super hilly, so you're not like up and down mountains constantly. Mackie, come here, please. Good girl. Oh, there's another... We've come up to a pond now. And behind the pond is another sculpture that almost looks like a pair of iron lungs. And I don't mean that like a medical thing. I mean, it's like some big red sheet metal type stuff that physically looks like two lungs.
And I think the trail's going to take us round past the pond to it as well.
Woohoo! Do you know what else I've realised, Will? Is that dog poo bags do a really good job of keeping the smell of dog poo in that a bin bag does not do.
Yeah, I can smell feces. I can smell it. Do you reckon it's like thicker plastic or something?
Yeah, I reckon.
Who's this for?
I'd say your average person that's walking, that then has enough interest in walking to listen to this, probably has picked up a dog poo or two in their time. Right, what is this one? It's called Threshold. And it's looks like red concrete, maybe. It's two pieces. It's kind of curved on the outside. That if you were to squash them together, would make a wiggle. And then on the inside, it's like... squudged clay, and you can walk between the two in the wiggle. So I don't know if it's called Threshold, like you go through it. It's like a doorway. It's so welcoming. I wonder if it's made of clay, because I know all the mud round here is very clay mud. That's why West Country mud's got that reddish tinge to it.
Hello! Had a little walk round. Very nice.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Ooh, is that going to be the sign for shortcut B there? It is. Okay, so just by threshold, you can turn left and carry on the sculpture trail. Be another good couple of hours, I think, that bit. Or we're going to go right and we're going to make this about a 2-hour jaunt. Obviously.
Not that I'm being a poor host, I've had nothing to add. I'm still here.
Will's also here. Obviously, you're not going to have listened to 2 hours of Whiffle and Waffle. It's because we've had some heart-to-hearts that aren't podcast-friendly. We've bitched about a lot of people that we know. We're not going to broadcast that because...
Maybe, though, some of that will be on the Patreon. And if you want to get the hot goss, you can join the Patreon at patreon.com/nationaltreasures. Now, for £5 a month, you get all these episodes, and they'll always be free, these episodes, because we know that it's not fair to put everything behind a paywall. But for those who want to help support it to make this, frankly, hemorrhaging money project slightly profitable, you get extended versions of all the episodes, plus a weekly extra podcast called Years and Years, in which Laura and I take it in turns to sort of go through the events, births, deaths of years in history, and a monthly live stream when Laura and I discuss sort of things that are going on. So the last one in October, Halloween, I told Laura all about the Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great little Zoom chat, and we've got the Discord, a nice little community. It really is worth your time and money, please.
Yes.
Please.
And we should say hello to our newest patron as well. Hello, Sarah. Thank you very much for signing up. We hope you're enjoying all the years and years. And we never like asking for it too vociferously because we totally understand your finances are your business. But listen, we think it's great value for money. And if you've got a little bit of cash floating about that you'd like to spend supporting independent artists and getting more of us chatting nonsense in your ears, hey, why not give it a try? You don't have to stay forever. But you probably will. It's the Hotel California of patrons.
Yeah, Don Henley's in it.
Yeah, but hey, next week we will be chatting to Nick Page. Wonderful, wonderful comedian Nick Page. We'll see you again for that. And guess what, everybody? We love you the most.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.